CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A judge in New York has postponed former President Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money trial to November 26th. CBS's Graham Cates says the judge noted the unique nature of this case.
He's frequently referred to his knowledge and his thinking about where this case stands in history.
The 34 criminal counts still stand while the former president faces another case in New York today. He's appealing the $5 million judgment that found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming the writer E. Jean Carroll.
This is a disgraceful case, and disgraceful in particular because it's about a former president of the United States who is now leading in the polls.
The 14-year-old suspect in the Georgia high school shooting and his father have been arraigned. District Attorney Brad Smith says murder charges against the teenager are not the end of it.
There will be additional charges on Colt Gray.
Colin Gray is the father.
54-year-old Colin Gray entered the courtroom to face charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter.
Investigators say the charges stem from the father knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon.
CBS's Dave Malkoff. The shooting at Appalachian High School outside Atlanta killed two students and two teachers. Nine other people were injured. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is offering his deepest condolences to the family of a U.S.-Turkish dual national killed in the West Bank.
We deplore this tragic loss. Now, the most important thing to do is to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing.
Palestinian officials say the woman was shot in the head by Israeli troops during a demonstration in the occupied West Bank. The Department of Transportation is investigating frequent flyer and credit card rewards programs. CBS's Chris Van Cleef reports.
The probe is looking into how consumers could be impacted by extra fees, hidden pricing, or earned rewards losing their value, as well as the airline's use of so-called dynamic pricing for award redemption. Topping the consumer complaints to regulators claims rewards points are often devalued or denied, terms are buried in vague language and fine print, and the value of the rewards change after people sign up and earn them.
Hiring picked up in August, a sign that the job market may be cooling. Bank of America senior economist Stephen Genot says the Fed will take note.
We don't think the Fed really needs to be worried about serious downside risk to the outlook, but they do need to manage the emerging risk that things might be slowing a little bit more quickly than they want.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An investigation is ongoing into the death of Union Pacific conductor Austin Scott Raisby. He was hit by a Metra train in Kenosha Wednesday. Raisby was reportedly inspecting the tracks when he was struck by a southbound train on an adjacent line. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches from the state line to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous waves and currents. Downtown Racine's first Friday event features a country music theme. Live music and line dancing gets going this afternoon. The Racine Public Library is now a donation site for the Racine Diaper Ministry. People can drop off diapers, pull-ups, and baby wipes at the library's Innovation Lab. And Six Flags Great America has implemented a new chaperone policy for Fright Fest. Those 15 and younger must be accompanied by someone at least 21 years old. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. We've got a great show for you today, and a little bit later, Green Bay Packers football. Yes.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy, who's
your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show?